here's a little something to consider. I may have been understating the situation when I said that in order for capacitive reactants and inductive reactants to become a generator according to the passive sign convention, in which negative watts are produced, there may be a greater requirement than merely what I had considered in the past, namely the simultaneity of inductive reactants and capacitive reactants. The additional factor I'm considering may be as automatic, actually, and that is not only at the same time but in the same place, namely in the capacitor, in the inductors, because the wave doesn't travel anymore. And this is something Eric Dollard has stated emphatically, that Tesla, when he sent energy through his magnifying transmitter, you know, the Wardenclyffe operation was set up not to send energy so much as to bring energy about at both the source and the destination and everywhere in between at the same time as an event. And that's exactly what I see happening in my circuits, in which the amperage and the voltage have been separated by 180 degrees. They become, I like to think of them as a standing wave, although nobody accepts that, you know, when I state the fact, because they expect the wattage to be a standing wave, not the amperage wave with regard to the voltage wave with respect to each other individually. Because, you know, if you combine them, some people will say, well, that's 0 watts, but when it's 180 degrees separation, I don't see 0 watts. I see negative watts. So there must be different ways that people have chosen to interpret this phenomenon, regardless. Be that as it may, because of that separation of 180 degrees of angular displacement between the current phase of wattage and the voltage phase of wattage, the potential phase, because of that, and because of the simultaneity, which I'm guessing occurs, the consequence is that it's not only going to be at the same time, but it's going to be in the same place, and in multiple places. You know, everywhere where these triangular waves occur, because they are not sine waves. Now, they may be triangular waves riding on top, piggyback on top of the sine waves that instigated them. But be that as it may, the triangular waves themselves, they're not skewed. Well, sometimes they can be irregularly shaped. You know, they might skew one direction or another, and they might vary at random. It's nice when it's regular shaped and regular periodicity, although it does tend to speed up over time to, you know, soak up the excess energy, because the amplitude is going to be increasing. So I'm guessing the frequency increases as a consequence to soak up the energy and store some of the kinetic energy, at any rate, in the form of potential energy, to whatever degree the circuit allows. The dynamics of the circuit, I should say. But in any case, it's pretty obvious now that the consequence is that it's happening everywhere at the same time. And that's, you know, it's kind of phenomenal, because now, and the reason why it happens everywhere at the same time is because the impedance is the source of this reactive power, which is mimicking real power, the generation of real power, see, but it's at 90 degrees. It's perpendicular to the normal angular displacement, which is either zero or 180, but we never go to 180. We go to plus 90 and negative 90, or I should say plus 90 and plus 270 simultaneously, creating a spread between them of 180 degrees, but 90 degrees displaced from the zero power factor. So we're still in the reactive realm, yet it mimics the production of real power according to the passive sign convention. And I might add, it's the only one that satisfies it, because the passive sign convention is not the way things really happen in the real world anyway. It's how it's put into the simulator. The simulator, when you have a battery or when you have a sine wave generator, they always depict it that the current is, the polarity of the current is inverted to the polarity of the voltage. But in the real world, that doesn't happen. The inductor is displaced by a mere 90 one way, and the capacitor by a mere 90 the other way. And the generator, being an inductor, you know, is going to be displaced as an inductor by 90 degrees. So it's very odd. You know, we say one thing, but it's really something else, depending on what we're talking about, the real world or the simulator world. And so here, in this instance, the generation of free energy actually conforms to the passive sine convention in the real world. And that's interesting because it's almost as if the passive sine convention is hinting, teasing us to believe that it could exist maybe under certain circumstances in the real world, but we're never told what those circumstances are. I bet you no electrical engineering professor will ever describe what I have just described, that the passive sine convention has been satisfied in the real world, but at 90 degrees displacement from zero power factor. Zero displacement. Okay. I think that's it for this recording. Yeah. That's what I needed to say.